Never did make him go sick enough to go to bed, but it broke them things out on him.
Uh-huh.
Of course, now they give you something else.
Yeah.
Back them days, old-timey people use old-timey remedies. I made a menu cup of pop. It's good to drink, like drinking iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
We drink sassafras tea, we called it. But it was colored pink. There's some growing right down in that lane up yonder now. It grows some big, pretty big trees and bushes, and you dig up that root and get it. But you don't do it only in the spring, because now it wouldn't be good.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves is on it. You dig it when there ain't no leaves on it.
Does it kill the tree to dig it?
Well, yeah, if you dig it. Well, no, if you don't dig up the whole tree, it don't. Just go off out from the tree and dig up some of the roots, it's all right. But if it's a little tree, then you see there's just one root.
How much of the root do you
dig? Oh, you cut the tree off under the dirt, and then you can dig great long pieces of the root.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't use none of the tree. The bush, I call it.
And, Sam, say there would be two kinds of bread, homemade bread, and then the kind you buy at the store, that'd be called?
Bought bread, I guess.
Okay. And what would be fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donut.
Were there different kinds of donuts or different names?
Well, I'd think there would be. Because there's a sweet kind, and you know, you can take these canned biscuits now
mm-hmm.
and take that hole and fry them and make a donut out of it.
Mm-hmm. And, say, this is something you might make up a batter and fry three or four of these for breakfast.
Oh, you'd call them pancakes.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
We call them fritter cakes.
Okay.
We'd have a lot of time for supper if we didn't have enough of biscuit. Stepmother would come in here and fry the old stove up and fry feta cakes, and we'd sop it with syrup.
Uh-huh.
We had syrup on our table 3 times a day. And we eat it. Didn't make us fat.
Mm-hmm.
We eat candy when we wanted. Didn't make us fat. Anything. We didn't eat no vegetable without we eat that cornbread where biscuit went with it.
Uh-huh.
Now you don't know bread. No mustn't eat no bread with your vegetables. That's the way times changed. But we had it all the time.
Uh-huh.
My daddy'd buy flour in a barrel, or a half of a barrel.
How much flour would be in that barrel, you suppose?
Oh, I imagine 50 pounds,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I'd estimate that. And then big barrels, I'd estimate it'd be 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But there was only four of us, and it didn't take too much. You know, it would get to tasting old
mm-hmm.
before we use it. Because we had cornbread, too, and grits. Hominy, we called it hominy. You know, like we have grits now, it was hominy then.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have grits.
What about, nowadays at least, or what I'd call hominy would be that whole grains of corn that, you know.
Yeah, you call that, we call that lye hominy when we cooked it in the wash pot.
Uh-huh.
Now you get it in a can.
Uh-huh.
That's big hominy.
So you used to
but
be.
But we had the little hominy, it looked like the grits that you cook.
Uh-huh. And the big one you call
they ground that at the mill, just like they did the mill.
Uh-huh.
The meal, they ground
yeah.
the grits, too.
I see.
They changed a little gadget and it ground grits, changed it back and ground meal. The man that was grinding it done it,
mm-hmm.
see. He grind meal so long, and then he'd turn his meal another way, and he'd grind grits so long, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have it in a sack.
I see.
And he took out a dipper full for his pay
mm-hmm.
of the corn before it was ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you paid for your corn to be ground. Your hominy and your meal.
Uh-huh.
You bought your flour and your sugar and your rice. Most everything else, you raised it.
Mm-hmm. And talking about eggs, the inside part of the egg is called the
yeller, yolk or yeller.
Okay.
Some called it one, some another.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled and poached egg and a boiled egg.
Uh-huh.
Soft boiled and hard boiled.
Mm-hmm. And how could you tell me, I guess you've seen a hog being butchered before.
Oh, you better ask me how many I have seen.
how did they do that?
Well, they first, they...